DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to read something to you now. It is impossible to view the postings of Nigel Farage without utter revulsion. He masquerades as a reasoned commentator on what he claims to be a national crisis linked to immigrants, while claiming he deplores any lawlessness. Then he hints at more lawlessness if his warnings are not heeded. So says Dominic Grieve. He's the former UK Attorney General and former Conservative MP who is with me now. Dominic, you're welcome to the show. How much do you blame the scenes that we are witnessing every night on our television screens on the likes of Nigel Farage and his fellow travellers?
There's no doubt that if you go online, particularly on X, there is a torrent of both misinformation and also racist invective being directed at the British population, suggesting that they are in the process of being swamped and taken over by immigrants who are threatening to them and committing offences against them. And in the case of Mr. Farage, it's noteworthy that he suggested that the truth about the Southport attack was being suppressed, and with the hint behind it that this was in fact somebody who had committed this offence for Islam on the basis of Islamic extremism. There was no other way to interpret the remarks. In fact, he has now, I think, had to accept that he was completely mistaken about that. So you've got a fertile and fevered atmosphere, particularly on social media, which certainly seems to be playing a part in fueling this. I mean, it's worth remembering that the numbers of people participating in this lawless behaviour is, in fact, tiny. These are not mass demonstrations of people coming to say that they are upset or anxious about immigration. This is small groups of people who have decided to go out and behave violently for the purpose, it looks, of provoking a response, and so saying that there's a generalised breakdown of law and order confirming their own beliefs. So it's in that sense what's going on is a form of terrorism, because it's designed to terrify the wider population that law and order is breaking down. And Mr. Musk is clearly, contributing to that, saying quite openly that civil war is breaking out, which is, of course, complete nonsense.
If terrorism is the way to describe it, how should that inform the response of authorities and policymakers?
The first response must be to bring those who are committing these offences, and they are just straight lawlessness, and some of it's accompanied by straight criminality, such as looting, make sure that they're brought to justice speedily. And I'm pleased to see that that is what's happening. And when this, we had something which was dissimilar, but nevertheless had some similarities in 2011 with lawlessness after a shooting of a suspect by the police. It actually worked pretty well to stop the lawlessness very quickly, because some of the people participating in this are clearly foolish as well as being criminal. So I think they can have an effect. Now, as to the wider political issues about immigration and its consequences on the Western societies, whether it's in the United Kingdom or in Ireland, those are legitimate subjects of debate. They are also legitimate subjects on which people can express their views and can do so within the law. Nobody's prohibited from doing that. But that's a different thing from going out and attacking an asylum seeker's hostel, or saying that you are going to target immigration lawyers, or saying that you are going to go out on the streets and confront the police because you want to enter an area where you wish to terrify people who belong to other races or religions by your presence.
That is what I'm sure Nigel Farage and others would say they're doing, that they are just having these discussions, as you say, that are perfectly legitimate to have.
That may be the case, but there may be a legitimacy about debating the effects of immigration and whether it's desirable or not, or what might properly be done to stop it in the case of immigration that is taken place by irregular means. But those who go into Parliament also have a duty to uphold the law. And there's a time and place for debating everything. And actually, carrying out an immediate debate with a background of lawless violence and indeed an attempt by people to terrorise is not the right moment to do it, is it? And that, of course, is what Mr. Farage would, I think, probably not accept, because ultimately his political career is absolutely based on making people frightened, because if they're frightened, they're more likely to support him.
How do you manage that balance then in the debate? And I appreciate the point you make, now is not necessarily the time when there's quite literally lawlessness on the streets. But when the time comes and you're having the debate, how do you strike the balance and ensure that people don't stray into that territory whereby they seek to kind of make short-term political capital out of stoking fear?
In one sense, you can't. People want to, in a democracy, as long as people operate within the law, and one or two areas of incitement to hatred are slightly grey areas inevitably, and also inevitably are on the side of encouraging or respecting the right to freedom of expression, which is something I believe in passionately. So there are always going to be those grey areas. But people who are behaving as right-thinking citizens will also see the need to maintain public order and, above all, to uphold the rule of law. If your actions are undermining the rule of law because they are deliberately and clearly encouraging people to go out and behave lawlessly, then that's something they ought to be keeping in mind themselves. They shouldn't need to be reminded about it by somebody like me.
How do you reflect on the reality that there are still those in the Conservative Party who would welcome Nigel Farage or would certainly seek to merge the Conservative Party with Reform?
Well, I would rather hope that the events of the last week and, above all, Mr. Farage's comments might give them pause for thought. The Conservative Party has always presented itself as a party upholding state institutions and also of respect for law and order, often, sometimes, and properly, in contrast with other political parties that may sometimes have had a greater willingness to tolerate lawlessness if they thought it was in some justified cause. So for the Conservative Party to continue to flirt with Reform is an act of real folly, and I think the party will pay a great price for it if it does. And I do detect the comments of one or two leading Conservatives, including some who would be seen as being on the right of the party, which are properly putting distance between themselves and what Mr. Farage has been doing and saying. And I hope very much that they draw the lesson from that, that they should have nothing whatsoever to do with Reform.
Elon Musk, as you quite rightly point out, talks about, you know, civil war. One isn't quite sure whether he's trying to make a prediction or making a wish. Nevertheless, where do you suspect all of this ends?
I think in the short term, it will end with some people crying in the dock in court as they find themselves being sentenced to quite long sentences of imprisonment for their criminal behaviour and being regretful of what they've done. And things will then quieten down. I fully accept that when they have quietened down, there will be debates to be had about some of the underlying issues in all this and the signs that with amongst sections of the British population, there is a degree of alienation from a sense of belonging and a sense that their social order is being overturned by immigration. I do accept that that's happening, just in the same way as within ethnic minority communities. I have no doubt that there will be quite a lot of fear and concern as to what's been going on.
Well, Bonnie Greer is with us as well. She's an author, playwright, columnist with the New European and the Byline Times. Bonnie, it's always good to talk to you, despite the context of the conversation this time. I mean, like Dominic Greaves, do you blame Farage and his supporters?
Well, you know, I mean, I agree with everything that Dominic Greaves has said. I mean, I don't follow Nigel Farage. So, you know, he pops up time and time again, you know, in my consciousness in his beige trousers. But other than that, I mean, I don't actually follow this guy. So I've been looking at some stuff. You know, he's tragic. He's absolutely tragic. He is sort of like the glove puppet of Donald Trump, who's going to go down in flames in November. So, you know, you look at this guy trying to insinuate all sorts of things going on in this country. And then really, relatively speaking, a handful of knobheads who decide they're going to go in the street and steal iPhones, okay, under the pretense that they're upset about immigration. I mean, this should be called out for what it is. What's with the stealing sausage rolls and iPhones? What's that got to do with the protests? So I think people should actually be laughing at them as well as trying to round these guys up. And give them a little time. Let them do a little bit of time because they need to understand what that's about. And I think, you know, Prime Minister, who's a former DPP for the CPS, is just sitting back there watching and deciding exactly how he's going to keep them inside for a little bit of time.
So, I mean, do you think there's a degree, I don't want to say a degree of overreaction, right? Because it is, there have been extreme violence on the streets, and Dominic Rees is not the only person talking about kind of terrorism as a way to describe it. But when people look at it and talk then about all of UK society kind of been divided and these kind of huge clefts between left and right and within communities and within families, like, is that a bit of hyperbole?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also an American. I'm telling you, this country is not like what's going on in the United States. I mean, Farage would like it to be, and I'm sure that there are elements of people who would like it to be. But the British and the Irish, too, can't be bothered with that mess. I mean, there are some, sure, there's a degree of people who are like that, but it's not in general. I haven't found that to be. I don't see it online. And what I would say to Elon Musk is I hope that he's got some British people and some Europeans advising him, because he has no First Amendment protection here. And he needs to understand that and protect his platform.
So, Eileen, to a degree then, when we overreact, and I say we because the media kind of play a part in all of this as well, are we doing exactly what the Elon Musk of this world want us to do? You know, if we talk about a divided society enough, people kind of believe it to be true.
I don't know. You know, I'm looking at the guys who were involved, and it's not masses of people. I'm looking at these guys and I'm thinking to myself, some of you, or maybe all of you, have had ancestors, either your grandfather or your father, your uncle, who actually maybe even gave their lives to keep swastikas off the streets of the UK.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.